Well, say if you had a lot of people over at your house, people like your cousins and your aunts and your uncles and your nieces and your nephews, all those kind of people, you'd call them your...
What would I call? Reunion?
You say they're all your relatives?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard people call their relatives anything else?
Kinfolk.
What would people call a person who comes into town that they've never seen before?
Stranger. Is that right?
Well, what about a person from another country? What would they call him?
Well, he'd be a foreigner.
Have you ever known anybody to call another person a foreigner, even if he weren't from another country?
No, I don't believe it is.
Or have you ever heard anybody say it, foreigner?
Say what?
Say he's a foreigner.
Foreigner? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've said that myself about fellas that I've seen and all. And we'll take television now and all like that. Half of the pictures on television are foreigners. They've got a name as long as your arm and they can't pronounce their own name hardly. We've got it in the city, we've got them in the state, we've got them in the county. We had a city manager here that we won. He got up and left several years ago on account of some trouble. But you couldn't pronounce his name.
Could you tell me a few names for women that begin with the letter M that you can think of?
Well, there's Mary and Martha and
what about one?
May.
Uh-huh. What about one that begins with an N?
N?
Uh-huh.
Well, I ought to know, but then I can't think of one right now.
Was there one to begin with an N that people used to name their cows?
Name their cows?
Uh-huh. A woman's name that began with an N?
I don't remember.
Ever hear a farmer name his cow Nellie?
Huh?
Nellie?
Nellie?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Nellie, well, of course. That's her given name. I was trying to think of someone with a surname begin with the N.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, what about a given name for a woman that begins with an S?
Susie. And Sheila. And
do you remember the name of Abraham's wife in the Bible?
No, I don't. I've seen it.
Sarah?
Stella?
Sarah?
Yeah. But I wouldn't have thought about it, because I've read some history of him and her.
Uh-huh.
But it's been so long that I forgot all about it. But his wife's name was, given name was named Sarah.
What about a man's given name that begins with a B?
B, uh-huh. Bert, and Bob, and Bert and Bob, and
sometimes you call a male goat a
call what?
A male goat.
Goat. A buck.
A buck or a
ram.
You ever call him a billy?
Any kind of horse.